while I mash out.
Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
The death toll rises in the wake of massive explosions in a Chinese city. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. At least 44 people were killed, hundreds more injured by a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port city of Tianjin late Wednesday. Pictures and videos show gigantic plumes of fire and a mushroom cloud that dwarfed nearby high-rise buildings and set a massive shockwave that rattled residents several kilometers from the blast site. VOA's Bill Ide is on the scene.
I'm standing next to some massive apartment complexes, and pretty much all of the windows have been blown out in these apartment complexes. There's also a massive exhibition hall, which is nearby, and huge steel doors with glass in them have been blown out. You really, when you stand here, you really get a sense of just how powerful this explosion was.
Hundreds of firefighters are trying to contain the blaze, but their efforts have been complicated by what is being termed by Chinese media complex conditions at the site. Several reports have suggested firefighters have had to suspend their efforts until it can be determined there are no more dangerous chemicals present. State media say at least 32 people remained in critical condition after the explosions. At least 400 people were injured. China has allowed the value of its yuan currency to weaken against the dollar for the third consecutive day. Central Bank on Thursday set the yuan's daily reference point just over 1% lower from the previous day, about 6.40 per dollar. Beijing strictly controls its yuan, allowing it to trade within a range of 2%. This is VOA News. Security forces have seized control of the headquarters of Myanmar's ruling party as rifts between party members intensified ahead of upcoming general elections, according to witnesses. Tensions have been building for months between President Thein Sein and Parliament Speaker Shwe Man, both of whom have expressed an interest in leading the country. An internal meeting was held at the Union Solidarity and Development Party headquarters Wednesday to announce the selection of candidates for the November 8th polls. The local news site Irrawaddy said it was announced that Shwe Man had been dismissed as the party chairman, infuriating some members. The U.N. Secretary General has taken strong action in response to the latest sexual abuse allegations against U.N. peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. From the United Nations, BOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
U.N. Chief Ban Ki-moon said he had asked for and accepted the resignation of his top envoy in the CAR, Lieutenant General Babacar Gaye. He said although the longtime Senegalese diplomat and military officer had served tirelessly at the head of the UN mission, he wants to send a strong message.
Sexual exploitation and abuse is a global scourge and systemic challenge that demands a systemic response.
The UN deployed its mission, known by its acronym MINUSCA, a year ago. Since then, there have been several allegations of sexual abuse of children. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
A massive truck bomb ripped through a popular Baghdad food market in a predominantly Shiite neighborhood in the early morning hours Thursday, killing at least 54 people, according to police. The truck detonated in the Jamila market in the Iraqi capital's crowded Sadr City neighborhood shortly after dawn, according to two local police officers. They say at least 86 people were wounded in the attack. The United States says it's flying manned missions from a Turkish airbase to deliver airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria. Pentagon says airstrikes began Wednesday with F-16 jets taking off from an airbase in southern Turkey. The U.S.-led coalition began flying unmanned missions from the base earlier this month. Officials have described the plan as an effort to create an Islamic State-free zone stretching about 100 kilometers in length in northern Syria. Well wishes are pouring in for former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who is getting treatment for cancer. He said in an unnamed cancer has he said the unnamed cancer has spread to other parts of his body. Mr. Carter, who is 90, announced Wednesday the cancer was discovered earlier this month during surgery to remove a mass on his liver. President Obama spoke to Mr. Carter late Wednesday and wished him a full and speedy recovery. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.